This morning, brothers and sisters, as you can see, we're going to have the Lord's table. And to have the Lord's table together is very significant. Yesterday, when the serving ones were having our fellowship together, we decided it'd be good on the Lord's Day to have the Lord's table. And there's two things I'd like to mention before we sing this hymn. That when we have the Lord's table, we are here to remember the Lord. So all our focus goes towards Him. He is the center. He's the one that we love. We're here this morning to thank Him for His death on the cross. Amen. Shedding His blood to qualify us to enjoy Him. Amen. His life was released. This is symbolized by the cup and the bread. Okay? The blood cleanses us and the bread supplies us. I think we all should have a certain kind of respect for the Lord's table meeting. And we should try our best, as much as possible, after we sing a hymn, to praise the Lord. Amen. To stand up in groups of twos and threes to offer our praise to Him. Amen. The second thing that I would like to mention as we have the Lord's table together this morning, and I believe this is quite significant, and that is this. For us to have the Lord's table together means that we all realize that we are His church. That we are members of His one body. We're not here as young people. We're here this morning as the church. It's not your parents' church. It is the church of God. It is your church. It is your testimony. And this table is your portion. By your salvation and your baptism, by your believing in the Lord, you became qualified to participate in this bread and cup. And this is our portion. And as we take the bread and as we drink the cup, we declare that we are members of the Lord's body all over the earth. I hope that you would have a deep appreciation that even now as a young person, you are part of the church. Are you part of the church?
Amen.
Or is that just something for the older people? No, we are part of the church. This is our church. This is the Lord's church. Okay? So let's sing this song. Sing aloud your praises to the Lord.